Blog Talk Radio.
One mind, one team, one heart, one player to the whole, one goal from the start. Dominate the heart of the black and blue, and like the Super Bowl dreams, so they all come true.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Finally, the first day of a Women's Football Alliance. Anthony Bartley of the California Lynx is having his first game today against the Ventura Blackhawks. And what's interesting is Anthony has a long history of women's football dating back with the Orange County Breakers, the California Quake, the Long Beach Aftershock, and he's taken a bold move in women's football history to start a new league with the other teams such as the Las Vegas Showgirls, the Black Widows, some teams of the Force back east. There's a lot of teams that have been brought into this new league who are trying to compete, let's be honest here, with the IWFL, the Women's Independent Women's Football League, is competing now with the new challenge, the Women's Football Alliance. What I find so interesting is that Anthony is trying to take a more marketing approach to this, trying to get with the other teams, other minor league football teams to co-sponsor some of the efforts with the local teams. He's brought in Adidas, other teams all over the nation. I'm sorry, other sponsors. Anthony has really spent a great effort of his time trying to get sponsors like no other. And the bottom line is, what the biggest difficulty the last 2 years with women's football is money. Money is what makes this world go round. Even this tough economy that you see Barack Obama is trying to fix the recession, well, Anthony Bartley and the gentlemen from the WFA are trying to fix women's football and put it back on the globe. Not competing with men's football, but just bringing in more stature. They have so many more sponsors the last few months. They literally started this team, this league, within the last year. And what it's brought, is brought a new perspective to women's football. So what I find so interesting, oh, yeah, once again, I'm James Evans. The Lynx man with the mouth of the California Lynx. The Lynx are basing themselves in the South Bay. They're aligning with the South Bay Skulls as compadres working together. And what I really admire about Anthony is that he is getting men to really take a good effort toward women's football. What's interesting is he's gone with the Skulls. He's working with Deion Lee out in Las Vegas. He's getting some partnerships with the other teams, getting the resources that are already there. Because football is football. The bottom line is football, men, women, what it be, is football, and that's what Anthony's trying to do. He's a controversial figure. He's been in a different league, and he's persevered. And today's game is the first game in the season, first game of the history for the Lynx here in Fresno, California. In the beautiful stadium here in the beautiful city of middle part of California, nice and warm out today, taking on the Ventura Black Widows. Again, we will be coming live in about 3:30 West Pacific Coast time for our first inaugural game for both the Black Widows in this league and inaugural league for the California Lynx. What's interesting is the Lynx are bringing some players that do have some experience with them also. He has three sisters, the Yosei sisters, Ashley, Salia, and the other sister, Cinnabon. Those girls are some solid linemen. Also, the Lynx are bringing in Michelle Garcia, who previously played with the Breakers down south. And also, he's brought in some real speed burners, at receivers. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to make a timing game. Coach Barkley was talking about how women football is so, I don't want to say deficient, but they're really challenged when it comes to timing patterns, whether it be a simple down and out, corner pattern, crossing pattern, bring this game to a higher speed. Anthony's a man of big stature, but he's a man of high speed and timing, and he's really brought that. He was last season with the Breakers in Southern California, and they were a very formidable team on the West Coast, even though they were a team of barely 20, 18 people. But he was competing with people like the Quake, who were the champions of their conference. He was competing with them to the last minute of their first game. They won 5-3, yet the Breakers were 17, 18 players strong because of the timing pattern and the timing of the players. Anthony has the great ability to bring athletes out of his players, to bring things out of his players that no other coaches have. And that's controversial because he does challenge his players more so, more so than a lot of other coaches in women's football. He figures if you want to play football, you got to play football. Man, woman, it don't matter. He don't take excuses. And what I find also interesting is he's brought in some good leadership with him, with his coaching staff. Now, Anthony, he's played in NFL Europe. He's got great sponsors this season for him, like Motel 6, Blog Talk Radio, Gameware Sports, Central Valley Coyotes are a sponsor also. Just a lot of strength behind the team. Oh, yeah, one other thing I'll remind you, www.wfafootball.com. That's wfafootball.com. More information about the Women's Football Alliance. Now, the Black Widows over in Ventura have joined just the Western Conference of the WFA, and they're really excited about it. And like I say, their coach, their owner and coach is Amon Newton, and he's going to take advantage of all the athletes he can find throughout the L.A. and Ventura area. What's interesting is recruiting is a big part of this because there's no drafting like the NFL. There's no letter of intent like the NCAA. There's just agreements with the players and to get them on contract for the season. So there's a plethora of athletes, and I think Anthony is really, both Anthony and Ahmad have really taken a lot of effort to cultivate what they could find in L.A. and the South Bay area. I've seen his effort picking up the sisters, picking up some other players like Sean Gutierrez and Michelle Garcia, as I mentioned earlier. A lot of these players have a lot of experience, and there's some rookies in here too. He brought in other players that should bring in Annalise as the quarterback. Annalise Van Schulach, and it's a strong, long name, but she has a strong, long arm too. She's a QB this year for the Lynx. Also, they brought in Nelda Costner, who's played a few years herself on the line, as I mentioned, and Michelle Garcia, she plays wide receiver and D-back. And being this is an eight-person game here indoor for the first game of the season, it's a challenge. They're not going to have a tight end and two guards. It's going to be more of an offensive, explosive game. What's interesting is that indoor football, a lot of you may have seen indoor football, it's a 50-yard field, not a 100-yard field. So basically, it's a lot quicker, shorter, a lot more contact. It's a very quick game. And like I was saying, you got the Ashley, Audrey, and Sayla, clogging up the inside. You got some places to run straight up the middle. Also, the Lynx are trying to put a timing offense down. I think I mentioned that to you. The timing offense is what Anthony brings to his league and to his team, to the Lynx, more so than any other coach does. And also, you can call in. If you get a chance, try to get online and go to www.wfbtalkcontinues. That's www.wfbtalkcontinues. That's Women's Football at Talk. WFB Talk Continues. You can send emails. You can listen to us online about our game here. And this is a beautiful stadium here in Fresno. Fresno is the home of the Fresno Coyotes of the AFL-2. I think many of you have heard that the AFL Arena Football League is closed down, but the AFL-2 is not closed down. And right now, pretty much speaking, this is just about the closest, outside of the San Diego Chargers, this is the closest professional football you're going to find in the L.A. area. And we got a strong contingent up here. Once again, wfbtalkcontinues.com, where you can send your comments or send any other questions you may have for today's game. right now, just the players are warming up, getting ready to go in a few minutes. Right now on the field is a flag football tournament. There's Fresno Stadium to try to keep this thing occupied. And one of the best ways to do it is do a flag football tournament beforehand. Now, you don't see this in L.A. too often when you can't rent out the Staples Center because the Lakers, the Clippers, the Kings, or Juan Gabriel is there, or Gloria Estefan, or who knows is there. But right now, this Fresno is a beautiful stadium, has a lot of accessibility, a lot of open time, so it's great that we're able to come up here because ideally both of these teams, both the Lynx and the Black Widows, are away teams. But technically speaking, the Lynx are the host team, are the home team this game. Once again, the Ventura team also has a lot of rookies, too. Ahmad's a very good coach, but he's going to have a challenge because Anthony's brought in a lot of experienced players from other teams that have followed Anthony through the years because of his coaching skills. And what you're going to find is you're going to find a good, solid team. Even though it's the first game of the season, you're going to find, as we say, we should find good, solid football from Anthony. Ahmad's going to have a challenge in this game. A lot of players, good athletes, but once again, it's football, it's something new to them. It's like taking a basketball player, try to play, make him play volleyball. It's like taking a track runner, make him become a bicyclist. It can be done, but it takes time. And here we are, just a few minutes before kickoff. We're now at about 6 to 20 minutes to the game, and it should be a good game. You know, it's funny, when I talked to the coach, you know, I said, how the players doing? They looking healthy? And he was pretty optimistic. Anthony was pretty optimistic about the team because the girls are optimistic. They're motivated. They're coming to practice. They're cheering. They realize it's about football. That's what it's about here. And the gentleman here at interception almost had a touchdown. And it's pretty exciting here in this beautiful stadium here in Fresno. So as they cheer, as they play their music nice and loud, for their success with the men's football, we'll be having women's football coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we got a pair of bills, so we'd like to remind you, Motel 6 is a proud sponsor of the Lynx and for Women's Football Alliance at www.motel6.com. And yes, we will leave the light on for you. Also, some of the other sponsors for the Lynx include Pocket Sports Bar at www.mrpockets.com, located at 516 North Sepulveda Boulevard, Manhattan Beach, at the beautiful little sports bar where you can watch all the sporting events coming up. Also, Square H Brand Foods. That's Square, SQUAREH Brands Foods, brands.com. The Square Brand, Square H Brand Foods.com. You know, it's funny, here we got hot dogs and meat companies sponsoring the Lynx, and I think that's really saying something when these people sponsor us. They make Hoppy hot dogs. We all know Hoppy hot dogs. So also a proud sponsor is Wes Kroninger Photography. That's www.weskroninger.com. Wes Kroninger Photography. He's a proud sponsor of the Lynx. Also, we'd like to remind you that Combined Insurance, that's combinedinsurance.com. Combined Insurance is a leader in supplemental insurance. For more than that, they are focused on understanding your needs and helping you find the right insurance at the right price. You can call them at 800-490-1322. That's Combined Insurance at 800-490-1322. Also, as I mentioned earlier, a proud sponsor of the South Bay Skulls, a proud sponsor of the California Lynx. Also, as long as we've got a few more minutes here, I'd like to remind you that Prep Sportswear, that's PrepSportswear.com. Prep Sportswear is a proud sponsor of the Quake. Of the Lynx. Yes, I'm James Evans, and I've announced for quite a few teams. I've spent a few years with the Quake, the Lions, the Steelers, Southern California Steelers, the Long Beach Lions, the Orange County Jaguars. I've been announcing football, and let me tell you, I love it. There's nothing better than men, women getting out of the field and sweating and getting hard. I love it, whether you're in the sound booth, you're at home, you're on the field or on the sidelines. There's nothing better than just plain, rock-gut, hardcore American football. Whether you have short hair, long hair, or no hair, there's nothing better than just football. You know, it's funny because a lot of the teams after the game, they do a little prayer, and then at the end of it, they all yell football. And that's great because it's all about the football. And American sports, ethnicities, genders, preferences, whatever it may be, sports has always brought America together, and it is so great to see the ability of American football played by women here in the United States. It's funny because they're now starting women's football, I heard, in Canada. I think in Toronto or Montreal, they're also starting it in Japan, of all places. Yeah, you know, they do pretty good in the World Baseball Classic, so I guess the women are going to start playing. Since I guess the women don't do too much sumo, so they might as well start playing football. I think it's beautiful to see it. Women, you know, it's funny because it doesn't, you see these women on the field, off the field. Off the field, they're ladies. So when you put them on the field, they're football players. Doesn't matter what's underneath, it's what's in those pads and what matters. And they have some real heart, as you'll be seeing this afternoon from both the California Lynx and the Ventura Black Widows. And I know this is going out. This is fantastic that we're able to announce football, bring football to you nationwide here on Blog Talk Radio, nationwide sports, women's football nationwide. It doesn't get any better. You know, there's nothing better to me than just sit home, turn on the big screen and just watch football, flipping stations, listen to radio. It's a beautiful – football is a game of inches, but it's also a game of beauty. And what I mean by beauty is, I mean, there's nothing better than you see that clean, hard hit, a nice timing pattern, and you're going to see that with women. As a matter of fact, I want to mention that to you, too. Once again, getting back to Anthony and Ahmad, both of these guys, they want to bring timing to women's football that has not been there yet. I met with Anthony the other day, and what he really talked about is getting these girls able to run the down and out, getting them to run post patterns. Get them to run proper routes. Get them to block properly. Anthony's trying to bring it to a new level. You know, women's football actually been in the United States since the 70s, 73. I think it started with the LA Dandelions years ago, and it took on something like the New York women football. And that's where it really started, but it has had its ups and downs. You know what's interesting? I got this. I played in a football game called the Gender Bowl about 4 or 5 years ago, where men over 40 played women, the best women in America. And I can tell you, I was a center. I'm so out of shape compared to when I was in college. And I played 1 year of college ball and 3 years of rugby in college. And I was a pretty quick guy. I was an outside center and a running back. And I was in my early to mid-40s at the time. And I'm walking on the field. You know what's funny? Because when the men are taking on the women, they have more injuries getting off the bus, walking the locker room, walking to the field than they did on the field. So and what was interesting is by the time those guys are done with the game, even though they won the game 12-6 over the women, they were beat. And these women are in good shape. These are some real athletes. They may not have the upper body strength. They may not have the blitzing acceleration like in the 40 that some of the men have. But let me tell you, there are some great, tremendous athletes. There are some tremendous athletes on the field. And I get one of the producers of Blog Talk Radio just looked me up online and found that I was number 77 for the Warriors of the Gender Bowl. And it was produced by Joel Rapp, who now is one of the producers of Gene Simmons' live show. And when I played with those guys, when I played with the guys against the girls, they hit okay. They were pretty organized, but let me tell you, they were in shape, and they wore a saddle and it was something else. And if you get a chance, that's at www.genderbowl.com. It was a blast, let me tell you. And would have been another Gender Bowl, maybe, maybe not, but let me tell you, that really did bring women. That's how I got involved in women's football, but it brought women's football to not just a new level, but just a little bit of more of a mainstream, open up some ears. I talk about it to people on it, you know, walking down the street, and I'm in women's football, now for women's football. And next thing you know, there's women play football, flag football, bikini football, laundry football. No, I'm talking about shoulder pads, Riddell, suits, Rollins, helmets, busting butt football, and that's what they play. And I just think it's so funny that the women, that it wasn't known, but now it's getting known, and what the gender bowl's done for it, and what Anthony's done, bringing the NWFA, Anthony and Dion Lee of the Showgirl, venturing out there, challenging the other teams. NWFA, National Women's Football, National Women's Football League, NWFL, existed, and I think they ended their season this last year, and they had a good run. Independent Women's Football League has had a good run. Now it's the day of Women's Football Alliance. It's came to that point where women's football is being brought to a new level. And I think it's so funny that now some of the efforts, like gender roles, like the NWFL, we applaud. I think everybody applauds them for their efforts, and things evolve. Things don't last forever. Well, some things do, like traffic in L.A. or New York City seems to last forever, but otherwise, football leagues may not. We had a World Football League when I was a kid. We had NFL Europe, which didn't last too long. Some things last, some things change. Anthony's been through the NWFL, the IWFL, with the Quake and the Breakers and the team before that. So WFA, this is the fourth league now for Anthony Bartley to coach in. And for women, just women. So it's evolving. Women's football is evolving. And it's tremendous that we're able to bring it to you today, that a new day in women's football, women's sports is here, this beautiful day here in Fresno, California, from the start of the preseason for the women's football ride. Again, I'm excited. We have a lot of fans here that are excited. They're taking trips from the north and the south to see the women play indoor football. It's great. You know, eight players on the field ride and 11, but it's still football. And, the regular season is starting in a few weeks for the actually starting about a month or so for the Lynx and for the Black Widows. They're both in the same Western Conference out here. They'll be both only playing the Las Vegas Showgirls. And once again, it's just a beautiful day that we can come out here. A beautiful day indoors. It's nice and sunny here indoors, and it's a beautiful day for football. And you know, it is. And, of course, then again, it could be snowing in Green Bay. It could be have a hurricane in New Orleans or Florida. But any day is a good day for football. And it's going to be great to see the women out here today bringing football to a new level. And, once again, we're here in Fresno, California. Nice, balmy air outside. Nice, balmy weather outside. Nice, beautiful lights here inside at the Fresno Indoor Arena. It's a beautiful stadium, just immaculate, where they play arena football. And it's just going to be so nice to see WFA bringing women's football to a new level. So the women's few minutes away, you've got about 7 or 10 minutes to go before the women take the field. We're really proud of them. A lot of things also is the women are trying to bring it on and off the field. They're going out, getting the sponsors. I know, let me give you a good example. A player from another team came to flip the coin, did a ceremonial flipping the coin toss for the California Steelers versus the California Raiders, I think the game was. A woman from the LA Amazons came out there and flipped the coin. And that was a nice, and everybody in the stadium was a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 people were like, women's football? And these people are diehard football fans. So I think the best way to say it is women's football is on the brink of explosion. We've got a good foundation. A few years in, 70s, there's been some on years, some off years. The 2000s have been some strong years, and we're getting the internet. We're going to be getting onto some more public radio, AM and FM stations. We'll be getting on to some cable TV, and we'll be bringing women's football to the new level. Because, let me tell you, football is football. You know, it's funny because when I was on that gender bowl, a lot of pre-production stuff was trying to get into the lives of the players, and some of the producers would ask the players, well, how was you miss football, this, that. And I just didn't want to talk about it. All I wanted to do was play football. And I thought it was interesting that a lot of the players, they're trying to get something out of the players, but nothing, they couldn't really get anything out of the men because the men just want to play football. Women have some stories. The men just wanted to play football, and because it's sort of in their nature. And you see that within these women, too. It's become in their nature. And you're seeing women come, and, you know, like Anthony's had some good players with him for years, but they come, it becomes their nature. And the skill level is getting better. Would the Dandelions of 73 be able to take on the Lynx? Not even. The Lynx are going to be a tremendous team. They're tremendous athletes. The training, the coaching, they're bringing it to a new level on the field, administratively, coaching-wise, technically. They just don't stand up there and try to get some shot put or some moderately athletic woman and just tell her to run. It's more than that. The timing's much better. Everything about the women's football is being brought to a new level. And I think that's the most interesting thing. Getting back to the gender bowl, what I found is so interesting is that guys want to play football. And now the girls are just wanting to play football. And, you know, Kenny Loggins had a song saying, the Eagles had the song, I can't ask you why or I don't know why. Well, sometimes you just got to do things because you got to do it. And as athletes, you find that Lance Armstrong needs to get back into bike racing because he's a bike racer. He's a cyclist. The guys need to play football. There are certain things people do. You need to eat, you need to sleep, and you need to play football. And that's pretty much what's getting with the women, too. And I think it's going to be tremendous 10, 20 years down the line, where's women's football going to be? And we're not talking touch football or lingerie football. I mean, I jokingly say lingerie football is a cross between flag football and porno. Because is the lingerie football, it's a nice product, but they're having a tough time selling it, even with all the efforts, because it doesn't boil down to football. Just pull out a porno. What's the difference? You know, that's what I feel, because it's not really bringing in the real athleticism. Because, you know, I like watching hockey, great hockey in NHL championships, and I think that great athleticism is great athleticism, and you're going to be seeing more great athleticism in women's football and bringing it to a new level. So, also, we have our first internet response from Sports Geek saying hi. Wanted to say hi for him. And it's good to hear people talking to us through the internet, sending us messages, and we're real happy to hear that people are listening and people are involved in women's football, both at home and on the field. As the gentleman in the flag football tournament just scored a touchdown, they're pretty excited. They just got a few minutes to go in their final game before the women take the field. So, yeah, it's beautiful. What I want to point out is that when women take on men in this sport, will they ever be equivalent to it? No. Genetically, biologically, it's not going to happen. That's why they have women's tennis, guys' tennis. Women's basketball, guys' basketball. Can some women compete with the guy? Yeah. But is it really worth the while? Michelle, we tried to did a golf tournament, didn't do too well. You know, if he leaves a Leslie, I think Michelle Miller had a tryout with the Indiana Pacers when her brother was there. But it just didn't come out well. She was great. At that time, Cheryl Miller of USC was the greatest women's basketball player, and she tried out for a professional team, didn't make it. Granted, Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs when he was extremely over the hill, and that was interesting. I mean, I watched that as a little youngster watching that, and that was interesting. It was entertaining that it wasn't it wasn't athleticism, sports at its finest. And I think what you're going to see is tremendous athletes. There's some tremendous athletes. I got to mention some names. There's Nikki Williams and of the DC Divers as one of the teams. There's also Angela Mims of the Quake and Stephanie Lynn of the Breakers, a tremendous athlete. And it's great to see tremendous athletes in the sport, and they're drawing for more athletes. In fact, Ashley, you'll say, one of the sisters on the link is a she's 18 now, so she's able to play, but she's a high school athlete. her sister graph. So it's just great to see these tremendous athletes. And now the links are taking the field. Hold back for one moment. As right now, the Lynx are taking the field, taking a warm-up lap, just stretching out, and the Black Widows will be coming on the field in a matter of moments. So,
okay, we're back on the air. James will be back. Hi, Borski. This is DJ from WFC Talk, and WFC Talk continues. The California Lynx and the Black Widows Venturas, the Ventura Black Widows are on the field. They're going to be doing some stretching, and the game should be starting shortly. They had a presentation with the men's flag football later after the California Lynx and the Ventura Black Widows. The Coyotes will be taking the field. They are a men's semi-pro field. This field is amazing. Today, Nancy and I drove down to Fresno. We took about 3.5 hours to drive down here from Sacramento to see this exhibition game, the first game of the Women's Football Alliance. The first game of the Women's Football Alliance, we are going to have the California Lynx against the Las Vegas Showgirls. James will be back shortly. He's just setting up some things for sound for another station he'll be doing. So he got me momentarily. I'm taking a dare from Rami because he wanted me to speak for a little bit. I'm not sure if he did the players yet, but for the California Lynx, we have 23, Janine Baker, number 5, Cassie Brick, number 67, Nelda Kostner, number 88, Michelle Garcia. Number 81, Erin Noll. Number 38, Janine Guerrero. Number 6, Shannon Gutierrez. Esther, did you call these though? James, would you do the... Okay, when James comes back, he'll be back shortly. Yeah. But I'll let James go through this because he probably has a better understanding of these names than me. I would just kind of tear him apart. He's testing some sound right now to do some sound. But you got me for a little bit. You got the California Lynx, they're doing their warm-ups right now. I don't see Coach Bartley on the field. And, yes. Who did you see? Coach Bartley is down there. Do you see number, is Lisa playing today? Yes, she is. Well, she's number 81 today. So listen for number 81, Lisa King. And what about Jeff? Is Jeff here today? I'm talking to Nancy right now. She had me going around Fresno, historical Fresno today. We're discussing the sound right now because we're going to be broadcasting on another station.
So far, how was your trip around the good old downtown Fresno?
That's Nancy talking. She had me going on historical Fresno today. It's actually a beautiful little city.
it was actually me. This was the ideal person who's not really a sightseer like me. I am not. Nancy likes to walk. If there was a mountain, she would make me walk to it. So we walked in downtown historical Fresno today, and we actually saw 22 sites in probably an encompass of, what, three blocks? Three blocks. Everything was close. We'll put that on the website, on the blog, by this week. We'll try to get some pictures. You're going to get some pictures of the stadium, too, and the players, right? Did you get some already?
No.
And Coach Bartley.
I did get some pictures of the arena currently, but...
Okay, when Jane is ready to go back on, he'll just yank this from me, and I'll just go back to listening, but he's setting up the internet right now. Okay, here he is.
Sorry about that. I'm back here on the radio. Yeah, I'm just having it set up. I do the stadium announcing for the Lynx, and we're just taking care of the technicality stuff. It's going to be, like I was saying, it's going to be a beautiful day. We're excited about this game. Right now the players are warming up on the field. Both the Lynx and Black Widows brought a good 25 players. Actually, it looks like the Lynx, the Black Widows are outnumbering the Lynx today. There's about 25 Lynx players today, and a good 25, maybe 30 players for the Black Widows. They look like they have a strong strategy. They're just across the highway, across the state, just through the mountains and windy roads of California, straight off of Ventura, California, straight over here to Fresno, California. It's, like I say, it's a beautiful day. The Lynx are dressed up in their black and black uniforms, while the Black Widows are black, red shirts and black pants. They're warming up. Looks like the Lynx really have, I'm sorry, excuse me, the Black Widows have some good quarterbacking, and the quarterback seems to be throwing some nice tight spirals to the players. And as I mentioned, the passing game in women's football has some good deficiencies sometimes compared to the men's football, but this is a good quarterback they got here for the Black Widows. I'm sorry I don't have the roster for them. We'll be having that up here in a few minutes for the Black Widows. So, Lynx have they're all got their stuff together. I think, administratively, here we go. I'm sorry about that. The Black Widows over here. Their quarterback is going to be active number 35. I don't even have their name down. And they're going to have a strong contingent. I'm real surprised at how well the Ventura Black Widows are bringing in a good amount of players. Obviously, Ahmad has done a tremendous amount of work with the players, and it's really exciting to see with Ahmad. I'm just really impressed with what the turnout he has here with his players. There's a good, like I said, a good 30 players on his team here, and a good size team does help, because in these games, especially with some of the winning players, they do have difficulty building the team, because it's still a new sport. And sometimes, you got, like, after the Easter last year with 18 to 19, sometimes 16 players per game when he coached the Southern California Breakers. I want to say Orange County Breakers, because they used to be the Orange County Breakers. Then they changed their name to the Southern California Breakers. But the Breakers always filled with a good team with Anthony. And now he has the Lynx here, and he's filling a good team. And Ahmad is obviously fielding a good team too, and also what he's able to do, both coaches are able to bring something the first day and not be deficient, because what worried me so much, and I'll be honest with you, I've been around women's football for about 4 or 5 years now, and I've seen some highs and lows, and to get a league started, it's tough. And it's good to see that Anthony and Ahmad really bring it, and on the field and off the field. And whether, I like you're saying, it's good athleticism is great, but just being there, as Woody Allen says, 85% of life is showing up. And it's great to see these girls showing up, bringing it. And that means not to show up to the games, but showing up to practices. I haven't talked to Ahmad much lately, but I talked to Anthony. He said he's getting the majority of the team out there. Even though these girls are not on the, they maintain full-time jobs. Some are mothers. Some are, as I said, one of the still a high school student. a lot of these players bring a lot more issues than a lot of professional athletes do. Professional athletes make the big dollars, hire the butler and somebody to clean their Bentley. But these girls, they got to go to work every day, wake up Monday morning, and after they get off the work, they have the ring. So that's the So, right now the links are getting ready, huddling up, and getting emotional guilt, and it's good to see that. So,
head on, kill.
For a few minutes. Anyway, like I said, we're right in the middle now doing the announcement and the point list. And the point list is won by the referee for tonight's game. Don't quite have that information. They're coming out of the Western States Football Officials Alliance. That's the Western States Football Officials Alliance based out of Los Angeles area. Father Jeremy came up here for the community. And they're going through a ceremonial information about the kickoff. The links will be, it looks like the links will be receiving and the Black Widows will be kicking off. And what's interesting is it's a 25-yard line, not the 50-yard line. This is a 50-yard field, so it's a 25-yard line. 25 yards is the 50-yard line. And it's just not anything that happens except the first down. You know, it's 10 yards for the first down, but here it's a 50-yard stadium. So and you could literally, 50 yards is a full field run. A 40-yard line is about 80 yards, so literally double. That's exactly what you have here, is to see so much, such a tight environment. You know, tight environment here. So the players have to have a time exactly on. They cannot, a little mistake is found in a smaller field like this. You know, a little misstep is over. So contrary to full-size football, it's a much quicker game here indoors. And they have the sidelines. So, once again, this is the inaugural game for the California Lynx and the Ventura Black Widows here in the beautiful Fresno, California. So as we go through the inaugural games. I think it's going to be interesting that the kickoffs are not as nearly as crunching. You don't have the full speed hits. So the better strength some of the athletes have at the line, in the interior linemen, it helps a lot. These solid guys, they got to be fast, but you know there's not much space to maneuver for the linemen. And so they got to be quick off the ball and strong right off the ball. And once again, this is a small field, so it's tough to keep track of the play, keep coverage on the players, because it's a much quicker game indoors. Yeah.
When the away team announcer comes, he's going to want to sit here and plug in 61 down there.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. James is setting up for another microphone.
California Lakes will be receiving the Ventura Plateau and will be kicking off. For here, the initial preseason game for the Women's Football Alliance.
Okay, they're getting ready to kick off. James will be right back.
Watch yourself.
Check that. Check that. The links are kicking off. And the black, what is over here? So brought down the 21-yard line, first and 10. Sorry about that, guys. It's misinformation there. The links are in red and the Black Widows are in black. How else should it be but the Black Widows being in black? First down, California Lynx. Once again, it's the first down for the Lynx at their own 21-yard line. The Lynx are in a quarterback. Concerning Victor.
Touchdown for the California Lynx on the first play from Simmons. And that's a blast away. Five up around the left side, just straight up the middle, so they put some speed on it. And Lynx are showing these things right up the right center of the game. I knew the Lynx were going to have a strong team in the beginning. But it was just really surprising how he just right through there. That touchdown was by Cameron McDonald on the 32. and she will do it. Now that the kid is number 21 for the link, he's not listed here, but we'll find out in a few minutes. And there's a bad hook, there's a bad snap, but it's carried a 2-point conversion attempt was no good. So with the score, 62 in front of the favor of Captain. Point after touchdown, no good. The score, 6-0 in favor of the California Wings. That's the first score for the Wings. Played around the left side. Tied right up the middle, so he brought to the left by Pamela McDonald. She had a lot of speed up there, and also she's a pretty good size girl. Nice 5-0, brought to the left side. And, it looks like she's going to do some damage for the offense. So, as I was saying, we have a little technical, almost a difficulty to challenge this year. The stadium. There were a little technical difficulties on fixing some wires and stuff. We're working with the technical people. Kick out of bounds. Ball kicked out of bounds by the Black Widows. Once again, the Black Widows are using the third game. First and 10 for the Ventura Black Widows. And once again, the Black Widows are bringing out a team that is fresh and raw and new. A lot of these players, few of them played before, but mostly, but generally speaking, a lot of them are untapped, a lot of untapped players. And I've seen on the website, you can go to Black Widows website, you can look at the, WFAsports.com, find information about the Widows. And right now, they're back to their own 20 American. 7 minutes on the field. Ball shot off. 5 yards penalty. First and 15. Right now, there's a false start on the offense as the Black Widow. That's not actually, that's not surprising. First game of the season, you're going to have a lot of problems. False start, offside, no technical stuff. That's why they want to look at a season to really come in right. And it's just real nice to, get the chance to react. Running out of the right side. Running out of the right side, number 75. Second and 10. There's that second and four. That second four from Black Widow down to 11 yard game. They're now down to the down at the 14-yard line of the league. Looks like they're both dropping pretty strong for the Black Widows. I think the Black Widows are bringing some good speed on the field. So I've noticed that both of these teams players have some good speed. They're not lunging. They're not rubbering a lot of field. They're pretty good size. Players, but they're pretty fast. There's definitely no exhaustion after the fourth play again. There's some good athletes out there. Most of them players have played sports before. There's some bad people that are right side. Gain of two. Third and three. 75. Oh, there's a lot of room on the field. Women's football. There's a blow up. There's a blow on the field right now. They don't just get where they play. There's a blow up on the field. Who's blowing up to the team? It's just a different vibe on the right side. Some players came off the deck. They have enough. We're going to give them a projection. But that was interesting. These are two high tech football teams. Well, on the fourth offensive play, but they're using some high step pickup because it's a little older motion than the ball. So it's down at the 14-9. It's a real rough game. And some players have the best
Thank you.
where they say it's five. You just, you know, run up the middle, dive up the middle, and that's exactly. You have to score 4-0 to stay at California State. Even though the score is a little lopsided right now, it seems like Ahmad does have his players organized and ready to go, but it is like just a sheer athleticism, I don't think. Really playing over, especially the third and fifth with that falling down, but they didn't have their way, they didn't have a little. They had a long drive. And right now, the winning one player short. So they're in about 7 players in the field. There's really one player short in indoor football, short from 8-7. So I think that's really
Nice blue jacket or a little sweater. Your mom, your sister's little sweater.
Now you put in the washer, you put in the dryer, you top the tie, and that's what flies to the ready type football. So you put in the washer and the dryer, and then you have it in the football. So that's the best analogy I have for the wool sweater. And I think the trail is in the sweater. So it's totally a sweater. So that mind you never. So Donald could look all of his field. And it's about a snap. Fumble recovery by the Black Widow. Change of possession makes it work down for the California Raiders. So the bad snap. So the Black Widow. And the Widow now defending. Makes now a first down at the 21 yard line of the Black Widow. McDonald seems to go on the field and now doesn't have a lot of.
The Lynx had a quarterback keeper, a broken play. Both the defensive ends almost sandwiched her really hard, but McVicker was able to sneak out of there, run bootleg around the left side, and able to tippy-toe it in on a tie rope around the left side and brought it in for a touchdown. So right now it's 18-0 in favor of the Lynx. And now they're back to back. Actually, they look like they're just going to anyway, we just had a visit with Jeff King, the president of the WFA. He's a nice gentleman. He's here to see the first inaugural game. And exactly, is that the pass? Pass incomplete. Makes it 18-0 in favor of your California Lynx. Lynx are now 18-0 against the Black Widows. Black Widows, you know, they're getting run around a lot, but they're not getting overplayed. I think the score is not quite indicative. You know, when you have people like McVicker and McDonald, it looks like they're seemingly really dominant on this field. I know McVicker's played before, and I'm not too sure about Tanya McDonald, but she sure looks like she has. She's definitely an athlete. And she's an athlete who's able to really get all over the field. And I got, you know, Stephanie Lynn, who used to play for the Orange County Breakers, who Anthony Bartley coached, Coach Bartley coached, was able to bring her to a new level. And it seems like McDonald has that same effort. Now, this kick is actually a good kick. It didn't hit the scoreboard. Brought back to the 7-yard line. Now she's leaning on the left side. And she's lapped up to the backfield by number 46. Tackle by number 46, makes it first down for the Black Widows at their own 20, at the Lynx 24-yard line. First down. Now there's another person made a tackle besides McDonald. Insular made a tackle, number 40 for the Lynx. And I think it's interesting that, this is almost like a scrimmage, you know, not just scrimmage, but it's a preseason game where the players are really putting themselves out on the field and giving Anthony and both Ahmad opportunities to look at the players, see how they're doing. The quarterback seems to be doing okay, you know, but she's getting rushed by the defensive end of the Lynx. The Lynx seem to be all over the field, all the players. They just have a good sense of timing, and when they're off the ball, they're really off the ball. The Black Widows quarterback seems to have a lot of pressure on her, and I just see a lot of the defensive ends for the Lynx able to just strong arm their way right around the tackles or ends of the Black Widows, and they're in the backfield in no time. And it was really, really like they're standing still. Kevin's on the field, and it looks like there's a pass interference on number 88 for the number 88, Michelle Garcia. Michelle played after a few years. She used to play with the Orange County Breakers and the Southern California Breakers. She's had a lot of experience. Number 88, she's got quite a few years in there, but she got her hands caught in the cookie jar that time. So looks like a penalty against the Black Widows. And I think it's a spot of the foul of 15 yards, which is pretty much the same place. First down for the Ventura Black Widows at the length 12-yard line. So it looks like Michelle Garcia got her, like I say, got her hand caught in the cookie jar, and she has a fingerprint there. So anyway, don't forget to jump in on our chat room at the WFBTalk.com for more information and to talk to hear it live with the announcers. Well, there's a free flicker. A quarterback pass and a brutal hit. Down to the 7-yard line, second down. 9-yard line, second down. That's a brutal hit. McDonald came up and gave her a nice a welcome and said hi and bye and gave her a nice a one-way ticket to the ground. She really popped her one good. She hit her with a nice clean shoulder tackle, which is really beautiful to see is when you see players hit with a nice tackle. So there's less than a minute to go in the game. Let me check that and make that. Less than a minute to go in the first half here for the score 18-0 for the Lynx. So right now the high snap, similar to a high snap, but it's the quarterback keeper, and she's tossed by number 63 for the Lynx. Right up the middle is Stephen Mulatu. Third down. So she. Timeout. Ventura Black Widow. So. Timeout with the score 18-0 in favor of the California Lynx. So one thing is that there's a little problem with the center for the Black Widow. She's getting her snap teams a little high, a little low. Maybe she has the opening game jitters. I know I played center one game myself, and all I worried about is getting that ball back to the quarterback, and then secondly, I worried about blocking. But I think you just got to relax and get the snap back to the quarterback because in this game, this small indoor game, this, as they say, put a wool sweater in the dryer kind of stadium, a little bit one quarter of a second bad snap. Next thing you know, the defensive ends are back there to give you a nice warm welcome to the ground. And again, the snap's a little bit high for floater. And pass is incomplete. Okay, it looks like it should be. Fourth down. The pass is intended and broken up by McDonald. McDonald seems to be all over the field, and she's able to cover the receivers. And not afraid to jaw with the other players either. She's a tremendous athlete here. I'm really impressed with her. She's a real surprise. I know some of the other players have some tremendous experience with McDonald. Talent McDonald seems to be all over the field. Fourth down, and she seems to be all over the field in the face of every receiver coming around her side. She seems to say she seems to be on a foreclosure tour, and she's bought up all the real estate on the left side of the field when she's there. And matter of fact, I saw foreclosure tours up there in Fresno, and I think she bought up the rest of this field. So now it's fourth down with less than a minute to go in the first half. Indoor game is just a 1 minute half. It's a 1 minute warning, not a 2 minute warning, because it's such a small field. And once again, tackled in the backfield by number 60, Annette Neary, makes it a California play. First, California League first down. So that was first down for that league. Hit their own 10-yard line. And
less than a minute to go in the first half with the score 18-0 in favor of the California Lynx.
So it's less than a minute to go now, and there's just a few plays, one or two plays left, and they've got, I would say, 90 yards to go from the 10-yard line, but it's only 40 yards to go. And, seems to be having their timing good. I'm really impressed with their timing. And their center is getting the ball back there. And actually, you know, a game like this, the center, you know, getting the snap back there makes it so much more fluid. And she's not sending up quails. Wow, she's sending straight snaps back there. And the kick is back to pass now. And she avoids two. Now she avoids another. Oh. And she's around the other side.
Taking around the right side, the 21-yard line. But there's penalty flags on the field.
One of the players for the Lynx was down on the ground, tripped, and she was on her butt. And if somebody ran by, she just wanted to do the best she could do. She just grabbed her leg. So it was a pretty obvious holding. It's almost like one of those, marry me, I won't let you go holdings. Because she just, the defensive end was looping around, and she just grabbed her leg. And I think the defensive end grabbed that guard for about 5 yards. Like Steve Martin movie. So that was definitely a
penalty against the Lynx. Makes the first and 15 at their own 5-yard line.
That was definitely a pretty obvious tackle. When somebody comes out there and you're on the ground with a foot from you try to dive. Don't just grab their leg because you're going to get caught. And stuff to go in and drag you for 5 feet also. So let me pick this back to pass now in their own end zone. And the pass is off to number 81. And it's a California Lynx touchdown! Wow, there are some wheels on Lisa King. Lisa King, she's short but quick. She just flew down the left side, did a post, excuse me, did a corner pattern, and she did more like a streak. Just a simple streak toward the inside, a slant, and she got a move on her the D-back, and she was home free, and the kicker threw an excellent pass right in her line and arms. And what I loved about this is, once again, the timing pass that McVicker threw, a perfectly timed pass, caught Lisa King in stride, perfect timing, perfectly in stride, and just went right on in. Now the Lynx is going to try an extra point. And as you know, they missed the first two. And then they're going to fly.
Point of touchdown, no good. It's the score, 24-0. In favor of the California Lynx!
Makes it 24-0 in favor of the Lynx. The timing pattern worked there. She was a perfect stride. And a perfect pass to stride. And most of the time, I just love to see, there's nothing beautiful like a Jerry Rice pattern. And McVicker is having a good game.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's halftime. The score for this first inaugural Women's Football Alliance preseason game is 24 for the California Lynx and 0 for the Ventura Black Widows.
Now the team take a little break here. I'd like to remind you that proud sponsors for the Lynx include Katy Insurance, and that's at katyinsurance.com. Also, a proud alliance with the Women's Football Alliance is the Minor League Football Alliance, located at www.mlfafootball.com. They've lined up with the Women's Football Alliance to create more information about football. Also, Plante Hollywood Productions. Planet Hollywood Productions. Howie Wood Productions.com. That's Planet Hollywood Productions. Also, don't forget Pocket Sports Bar, located at 516 North Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach, California. That's located at 516 North Sepulveda. Their number is 310-372-4343 at pocketssportsbar.com. And again, also, oh, another proud sponsor is FMI Awards. That's www.fmiawards.com. Also, we'd like to remind you that proud sponsors is both Spartan Sporting Goods and Douglas Sporting Goods, bringing women's football to you, the Women's Football Alliance. Also, a proud sponsor is Adidas Athletic Equipment. Right now, don't forget to log in to www.wflbtalkcontinues.com. You know, it's funny because a lot of times you got to read off these announcements, and it helps you where you have to read the word by letter by letter by letter. Sometimes you just read the word and you just forget how to spell it. So anyway, that's www.wflbtalkcontinues.com. Anyway, what we're saying here is we're at halftime here at the inaugural game for the Women's Football Alliance here in Fresno, California, in this beautiful indoor stadium. And if you ever get a chance, come up to see Fresno. It's right in the – well, actually, come up and take a nice break here in the beautiful Fresno, California. We're here at the Fresno Convention Center. It's a beautiful stadium, plenty of parking. You have a nice parking structure. You're not far at all from the stadium. And you can take a little stroll around town. If you're a connoisseur of thrift stores, they got a great thrift store all over the place. Little antique shop, a little old town right down here, not too far from the stadium. It's a beautiful stopover on the way to San Francisco. If you're coming up from LA, or if you're in San Francisco going to LA, you can stop south also. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city, and it has a long history dating back to the start of our state of California. Martin Luther King has a special bust here built in 1988. The Peace Officer Memorial, the Hank O'Shanahan Memorial. This is just a beautiful, beautiful city to stop by and spend a few minutes at. And at least there are nice gas stations along the way with clean restrooms and plenty of food. So I think Fresno is more so known as a great stopover between the Bay and the L.A. Basin. So once again, we're here at halftime with a score of 24-0 in favor of the California League over the Black Widows of Ventura. And once again, you're listening to WFB Talk Radio.
Take on anyone. I know that you are wrong. Headstrong, we're headstrong.
football, huh? Game here. Beautiful Fresno, California, between the California Lynx and the visiting Ventura Black Widow.
And we're here we are back for the second half of play between the Black Widows and the Lynx. And this is, as I say, it's a beautiful day for football. It's always a beautiful day for football. No rain, no snow, no hail, no sleet, or no crazy neighbors. So as the players are now assembling at the stadium here, we got a lot of guests here. We have Coach Lee of the Las Vegas Showgirls here at this game. Coach Lee, Deion Lee, is a very respected gentleman, one of the leaders of the WFA league. And as the players are getting on the field right now, equally defending the right side of the booth and the introducing defending the left side, and it looks like both teams are well healthy. The good part is there's no injuries. You know, first game of the season, a lot of pulled muscles, cramps, kind of stuff. But so far, nobody's got up hurt, and everything's looking good for all these players, both for the Lynx and for the Black Widows. And I think that what the real difference is in this game is the timing patterns for the Lynx. The Lynx seem to have their timing down much faster. Their plays are coming off faster. The little difficulty with the Black Widows for their snaps, and it just doesn't seem to be back to the quarterback fast enough. And next thing you know, the defensive ends of the Lynx on the backfield. And it looks like the Lynx are just manhandling. Not quite manhandling, but just much, much stronger for the Lynx. They seem to be a little more physical, have a little more speed, and that's why the short score indicates 24. But, in general, Black Widows are hanging in there. They're definitely hanging in there. They're not being run over. They're not being knocked on their butt every play. They're looking really good, considering the score. They seem to be, as I said, hanging in there. They seem to not anybody. They're not letting anybody just walk right over them. They seem to be able to maintain their composure. They're definitely not losing their composure on the field. Back to receive, Alisa King and Casey Briggs. And the kickoff is directly to Alisa King, and she brings it to the outside. And she brings it down to her small return to the 3-yard line of the Black Widows. That is a first down for the California Lynx. Brought down to about the 3-yard line of the Lynx. Right now, the score is 24-0 in favor of the Lynx. And also, almost between 30-0, short two yards. 81. Mr. King brought it down the right side, followed her blocking, and brought it all the way down to the 2-yard line. It's about a 42-yard return. King, she looks like she has some wheels on her. Little thing, but definitely can move. She's able to break away. First down. She's able to break away from the Lynx. I'm sorry, from the Black Widows. You see those. Timeout. And right now the offense is coming back to the coach, and then the defense is coming back to the coaches as we take this pause here. The Lynx seem to be able to run. They're able to run all over the place. It seems like the Lynx are having their way. The Lynx seems to be their passing and their running game. It seems to be both balanced. We had a quarterback do a keeper on the left side. We had a dive up the middle on the left side. the athlete, it's funny, interesting, I was thinking about it now, pretty much 3 to 4, pretty much most of their offense is going around the left side. They seem to favor that on their, I don't know if they're doing it just by choice, they're going on the left side, or they're doing it because of the blocking, or because they're in control.
California
leads touchdown. Cameron
McDonald. Touchdown number 32, McDonald.
So right now, Cameron McDonald scored another touchdown. She looks like she's trying to really rack up some numbers for the link around the left side again. Once again, you know, but actually, Cameron's playing. She's really left halfback. For the link, she's playing on the left side, so she's getting a lot of carries around the left side. And I don't think it's by design. I just think it happens to be that's where the aggression of their plays are. Or they're just following the blocks of Sabrina Spann. Spann, she's the left tackle. Sabrina Spann is the left tackle, and she's definitely keeping that side of the field in check. So now they're back for the extra points.
Penalty flag on the field.
So right now the penalty flag's on the field. And let's get back to the flag of penalty.
Delay a game against the California Marine. Brings it back to the 7-yard line.
It's brought back to the 7-yard line. Links are now going to have to try attempt their extra point from 22 yards, 23 yards out rather than 18 yards out. And as you look, the snap is a bad snap, but it's taken on the right side. And
fumbled out of bounds. Point out that touchdown's no good. With the score 30-0 in favor of the California Lions.
Right now, 30-0. That's 5 TDs. Right now, it looks like they're pretty much manhandling them right now in this game. McVicker seems to be running all over the place in the backfield. Cameron Donald is, you know, she's really bringing it today. She's scored a few touchdowns, and it seems like nobody could stop her. Once she gets the ball, she's pretty unstoppable. And what I like about her is she's able to cut back. She just doesn't need a lot of speed. Actually, Lisa King has had some more wheels than McDonald, but she seems to be able to run the ball, give us some good cutback play. To not just use the raw speed, which you're going to find with other teams. And the ball is kicked back to the 7-yard line of the Black Widows, and she brings it around the left side. She's down on the 25-yard line. She misses the tackle, missed tackle, and she's brought down by number 42.
Tackle number 42, Melanie Peterson. First down for the Ventura Black Widows at the 49-yard line of the California Lynx. First down.
Right now, the ball carrier, Black Widows brought it down to the 49-yard line. That's actually, it's not the first time they're in the territory, but it's pretty strong. It's the first time they started outside of a bad kickoff. They started at the 24-yard line. The bad kickoff started at the 20, but this is now at the 20, so it's looking good. And run in the backfield, hand off to the backfield.
Loss of two, penalty flag on the field.
So the loss of two is carrying the backfield and to the right side, but it looks like it's a penalty against the Lynx. And it looks like the referee is going to march it off. It looks like it's a simple 5-yard penalty against the offside.
Offside against the Lynx. Second, first down, first and 5 for the Black Widows at the 19-yard line.
Right now, it's the 19-yard line. That's the closest they've been. It looks like they're coming in. They were close to this pass. Ooh, nice tackle in the backfield. A good shoulder tackle. There's nothing cleaner and more beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than a nice shoulder tackle. That was a nice shoulder tackle by number 63, Steven Warlocker.
Second down, second and six.
A few people will not be because he had a nice clean shoulder tackle. She's playing middle guard in this offense. His defense, excuse me, his defense. It's, once again, it's an eight-man ball, so there's only three linemen. So you run a 3-2 rather than a 3-4, a 4-3. Actually, he's in the backfield.
Sack by number 32, Mitch Donald! Third down, third and 12.
McDonald came to the auto field. She, all the way from left outside linebacker, she ran across the field to the right side of the field and was able to sack the quarterback. See, what happens in this game is when you get an outside linebacker like that, you cover the running back, and when the running back's back there in the pass coverage, she just juked her as she was on her case in no time at all for the quarterback. So she's not going to get much time. You're not going to get much time at all with McDonald just whipping away back. And there's a shuttle pass on the left side.
Third down. Right around the left side, brought down to the third 18-yard line of the
link. So it should be
fourth down.
It's fourth down for the Black Widows at the Lynx 19-yard line. And I think a lot of these girls are just not used to the slamming, getting slammed into the sideboard. I don't think any of them played hockey. I know some of them run track, play some basketball, volleyball, softball, but I don't think any of them played hockey. They're not used to getting checked into the boards. So when they get tackled within the boards, that's something different. That's a heck of a hit, and I think that's caused the fight in the first half, the brawl. So now there's a straight pass interception. And it looks like number 42 has some good footage. She almost gets caught by her own player. And she looks like she's still on her feet, but she looks like taken down.
Interception, number 42, Melody Peterson. But there's penalty flags on the field.
Looks like it was a good interception. Melody Peterson just stood back there like Nikki Rivers in center field, just waiting for the ball just to land in his glove. And Melody just waited till the ball was right in her hand. She just saw it coming to her like a balloon landing in her hands. And she got it, took off the right side. But unfortunately, some of the players did a clip, which happens on some of these interceptions. It's such a free fall interception. There's some clipping, so it's brought back.
Legal block in the back, cross back to the 10-yard line, leads to the first down for the California League at their own 10-yard line. First down.
So right now it's at the 10-yard line of the league. And as they have 40 yards to go, as they're working their way through the second half, the score is still 30-0. 30-0 in favor of the league. But I got to say, they're making long passes, long plays. But I don't think the Black Widows are that bad a team. They're just getting hit in a tough time. And right now their pass is completed.
Pass completion. Number 48. It's Kathy Britt. And that makes it a California Lynx touchdown!
For down to the end, at the moment, 23-yard line. Yeah, it's a nice stadium here. I got to tell you. It's beautiful. There's nothing better than a nice stadium because you play without having to shelter out of the honey. So, the difference is that the quarterback is shooting a light out. All the receivers are out. Oh, there's a pass. He's playing the right side of the middle. It's just the best of the good coaches. He's able to Davis is going to be fighting time down. Very impressive. And now there's a quick pass.
Sarova, Benito, Eurobo.
Third down.
In a game like this, it's such a short field. It's either a first down or a touchdown. You don't see a drive with four or five. You don't see an Archie, Peyton Manning drive like you would see with a bunch of first downs or a two-minute offense like Joe Montana. First down for the California League at the Ventura Black Widows 7-yard line. But you don't see these long, long drives like a John Elway or Joe Montana drive. What you see is pretty much a burst and a breakaway in the short field because it's such a strong, such a small field. They've lined up three wide receivers on the right side. The Lynx have in the pocket. Pass caught. Second and goal for the Lynx at the Black Widows 3-yard line. Timeout on the field with the score 38-0 in favor of the California Lynx. So the Lynx looks like they're dominating this game. And we just got a few more minutes, so we'll be signing off possibly before this game's over. So once again, take a look at 347 area. Call 347-826-7278. Once again, go to your cell phone. Even your home phone. 347-826-7278. That's 347-826-7278 for more women's football talk. That's WFB talk continues. And we will be on air for a few more minutes right now. Otherwise, call that number. Right now, they're lining up with a quarterback, three, and then you got four wide receivers out to the left side. If this is back and quarterback, and she has a whole dance crew down on the left side of four, and I know what she's going to do. She was able to cool it out. Pass incomplete. Third down. Wow, that's a hard hit. These boards on the side, it's like getting checked in a hockey game. It's like Marty Lemieux or Marty McSorley slamming you into the board, so you come up swinging, and then Marty will take you down. But that's what it's like when you hit these boards on the side here, because those boards are hard, and you get a player to hit you, and then instead of falling back to the ground, generally it's locked right on the board, so it's like a ricochet, like almost like pinball. You become the pinball. And then back to this offense where they got four wide receivers to the left side. And exactly, and what they tried to do is
pass is incomplete. Fourth down.
Anthony Barley is very demonstrative about how he thinks it's a reception. It was going to see what she did. It was a fourth down, and the Vicker had everybody out to the left side, had four receivers out to the left side. And Barley's about is a little too far into the field, and he's getting a warning from the referee to get back into the coaching box. And as I say, Anthony, he pushes it to the limit, and that's what you got to do to win games. You don't win games by sitting back. You win games by getting in the face. And Anthony was in the face of the refs and the other team, and he's out there, and he's not afraid to, you know, bring it. And other teams may not like it, but that's what Anthony does to intimidate the win. And now they do the same thing, except now they got four receivers on the right side. Four receivers are lined up on the right side with Vickers just to spread it out. And she's scrambling back, and she throws up a ball of the air. It's caught, but pass complete. No gain. Change of possession. First down for the Ventura Black Widow.
As we have 90 seconds more to go on the air here at WFD Talk, we have just less than 2 minutes to go.
And once again, this is your announcer, James Evans, bringing you women's football from the Women's Football Alliance, the first game of the season for both, the first game entirely of the inaugural game for the California League and the Ventura Black Widows. We have a minute to go before we sign off the air, and we really appreciate all the efforts of both the Lynx and Anthony Barley of the Lynx and Ahmad Jones of the Ventura Black Widow for bringing the teams here and representing. And a timeout, California Lynx. And the Lynx call a timeout as we're just going into a final minute. So once again, call 347-826-7872. That's 347-826-7872. That's 347 area code. Once again, we are signing off in a few moments, and we'd like to remind you, 347-826-7272. And once again, thank you. We'd like to thank you for listening to the show. Give us a call, 347-826-7278. This is James Evans signing off from WSB Talk Football. And we'll see you next week. And take a look at WFAFootball.com for more information about the Women's Football Alliance. Anyway, we got a few more moments Ventura Black Widows are back in offense at their own 5 yard line, and the Sabu, she's running around she's running out of real estate. The pass is intercepted by number 61. Pass intercepted by Tara Jeter. Makes it a California League first down. Right now, there's a player down on the field. Number 11 got popped. She looks like she should be okay. She just looks like maybe with a bell on. Hopefully, she will be okay. As we were saying, Lynx have proven they're a strong team, and they're proven they're the class of the league already. Before the season even started, there were some rankings. The WFA Women's Football Alliance put a preseason ranking, which is really hard to tell, which is really hard to make when you haven't played a game. You're just doing it on the basis of somebody's resume. And right now, for the California Lynx, interception there, it proved how defensively strong the Lynx are. He has good athletes. He has very good athletes. Anthony found himself a good a bunch of good athletes, and it's showing right now as we're going in late in the game, 38-0. I really don't think the Black Widows are that bad. It's just that I think Anthony has some players that he's coached before, and he brought in so I think Sterling Vickers played a little while, Sabrina Spann, Michelle Garcia. These are tremendous athletes, and he's been with them, so he knows what they could do. Then he brought in the Yose sisters, and they're good athletes, and they've all passed, attempted, incomplete, second and 10. So right now, there's just a few minutes to go in the game. As I was saying, Anthony has assembled a big, strong team, and I think everywhere Anthony goes, controversial as Anthony is, aggressive as he is, he always fills a good team. He always fills a good team, as you can see by his record, with the Breakers, the Quake, the Aftershock. He's always been out there bringing out a good team. Second down. He's bringing out the good team on the field. Now he's out. They have an open back there. They got two receivers on both sides, two wides. And the kick is out the pass. Throws it into traffic. Pass is incomplete. Third down. 3rd and 10 for the California Lynx. The Lynx are now in a situation where they could pretty much go back to the drawing board again on Monday and decide what they need to clean up. And pretty much there's not much cleanup they have to do. But then again, once the tape shows next week, there'll be some strikes they can do. But right now, it looks like the Lynx are definitely the class of this league. They're timing good, very few offsides. The hike is good. I mean, the simple hikes are so important. As McGiff is back to pass, he's checking out the defense. Passes across the middle.
Incomplete. Pass attempted for Michelle Garcia. Incomplete. Makes it. Third down. Make that 4th down, 4th and 10 for the California Lynx.
Now, this is the first series that they've pretty much been, I think it's the first series that they brought the 4th down in the game. They've established they were able to run themselves down the field. And they're working. What Anthony's doing right now is he's working with a four. He's working with two flankers and two split ends on both sides just to see how this is going to work. And right now, what it does, it opens it up for McVicker.
Run around the right side by McVicker. No good. Makes it 1st and 10 for the Ventura Black Widow at their own 7-yard line.
I'll come back to you. Anthony was trying. He's trying a little experiment with his wide receivers, putting in two split ends and two flankers, not having anybody in the backfield but the quarterback, both in the shotgun and over under center. And what I've noticed is when he does that, it does open up a lot, but on the short field, it's a difference because it's not that much area that he's opening up. And I think what he was trying to do is open it up and see if he gets or can scramble. But I think if he gets or can scramble and like that, and she's stuck in the backfield. There was a
tackle on Melanie Peterson, second down.
Melanie Peterson seems to be all over the field today. And I think what Anthony's trying to do is just experiment. I think this game is not so much important to win this game. Obviously, you want to show you're dominant. But I think Anthony's going after different formations, both on offense and defense, to see what works. And his wideout, he has two receivers on left and right and no one in the backfield. What it gives him, it gives him opportunity for the quarterback to it clears out the defensive backfield if they go for a corner, a post, or a squeeze, and it gives the quarterback a lot more real estate to move around in. And they're suddenly
second down.
to suddenly what's happening is Anthony is trying to open up the field. And on a short field, it's successful to open up. As a quarterback, he's back to pass. She's in the end zone. She's passed Buckner.
Incomplete. Third down.
So right now, it looks like the Ventura Black Widows are, you know, down to the last few minutes. And they're looking okay. They're having some difficulties. If they can get their snap together, I think that's the one of the difficulties. When the quarterbacks have to see a little arch in their snap, and she's really getting half a second, she has really two steps to get the receipt, and she's just a defensive end right in her face, and they don't have much time to maneuver in there. So your face features are in her face in no time. And she passed up here.
Incomplete.
So, yeah, right now that's the end of the game here tonight. And that is like everything, that's the completion of the game. So,
ladies and gentlemen, that's the completion of this afternoon's game between the California Lynx and the Ventura Black Widows, with the score 38 for the Lynx and 0 for the Black Widows. Once again, don't forget to take a look at WFAfootball.com. And also take a look at all the websites for both teams. We'd like to thank you for attending this afternoon's game. This is your announcer, James Evans, reminding you to stay here for the next game between the Coyotes and Stockton. Have a good evening and good afternoon.
And we got the last few minutes. As I'm signing off in a few minutes, the Blackhawks, the California Lynx looking really strong, and they didn't look too bad. The women of the Ventura Black Widows didn't look too bad. It's just they were outmatched by a tremendous team with the California Lynx. So anyway, as I was saying, this is James Evans from the Lynx. The California Lynx radio broadcaster, and we'd like to thank you for listening to today's game. Don't forget to take a look at WFAfootball.com for more information about the Women's Football Alliance. And as we're saying, from here in Fresno, California, have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.